Greetings, blessings, and welcome to Freedom's Flame Radio. I am your host, Eve Kerr, and please welcome co-host Anthony from South Wales today joining us.
Hello. Hello, Eve, and hello, listeners. I'm very happy to be back. I've been away to visit my family in Italy last week, and I'm very happy to speak to you from sunny South Wales this evening.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you're back, and I'm glad you had a wonderful trip. We have a really wonderful lineup today, but first I would like to give us our gratitude to BBS, to Don, Doug, and Deborah, and their newest addition, Lily. They're really wonderful, wonderful people, and I love them all, and I'm so grateful for their support and all their hard work. They work really, really hard to keep an amazing station open and, serving the greater good. So I'm really grateful for you all. And I'm grateful to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your support has been really wonderful, and it's so meaningful to me and my heart. I swell every time I receive an email that has one of your experiences on how you've benefited from something that I've shared, whether it was an Ascended Master teaching or just personal experience, and how they have me kind of bobbing and weaving the teachings and the understandings to kind of transmit that into, higher understandings. So I'm really grateful for all of your feedback. And, of course, I'm grateful. I want to share my gratitude for my mom. She's been really supportive, too. She doesn't have a computer, so she's not listening, but she knows, she tunes in really well, and she knows when I'm broadcasting, so she's sending her love and her joy, too. And I'm just grateful, and I'm grateful for you, Anthony, and you're a wonderful co-host, and I'm really glad that you've been so inspired to share on these wonderful topics with me, and I'm just grateful for all of God life. I really am. So if you'd like to share your gratitude, Anthony, then we can maybe open with maybe a song if you're inspired.
Yes, I'm very grateful to have this opportunity as well, and I want to thank you too for asking me and enabling me to contribute something towards the show and the greater work that we're all, engaged in. Yeah, and again, I'd like to thank all of BBS staff and Deborah and all the wonderful messages that I've received also. And my family and friends and everybody who supported me as well. I say I'm just very happy to be here.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for sharing. Well, we can begin with the Great Invocation, as we have in recent shows, if you're inspired, unless you have another song that maybe you're inspired to share, but we could open with something like that.
I think if we open with the Great Invocation, and then maybe we'll see how things go later on.
Okay.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, then may it see the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan order. Let light and love and power restore the plan order. Let light and love and power restore the plan order. Light and love and power restore the plan order. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth in into the minds of men, let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men, may Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful, as always.
You're welcome. Glad you appreciate it.
Always. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So we have a really great lineup today. My showcase with Beloved Saint Germain is continuing. It's called The Heart of a Master, The Heart of a Chela. This is part two. And we're going deeper into the consistency and application. And this is aligning with divine will. And we'll also hear from Beloved El Moria today on this topic as well, on such things like how is real progress on the path determined by consistency and application? What's the difference between human will and divine will? And what does it really take to align with one's own presence, divine will? And so I have personal experiences with Saint Germain as well on these aspects to share and tools to help you along the way. And just a point of note here, it's helpful to have a journal handy. If you're on my email list and you get my flyer, I've sent that out in the email. I started including that just as kind of a little conscious insert to have a journal with you. I find so many times it's really helpful. It doesn't even matter where I am. I even take a small pocket size one when I go out, because even if I'm out somewhere, there's always some kind of revelation or something coming forth, and I always want to have that pen, pencil, paper handy to write it down, because they come in so quick and then our activity is so busy that sometimes it's gone later. And I mean, you can always recall it back to your consciousness when you go into communion, but sometimes it's easier to just have it all down, because all this stuff kind of leads to your own progressive revelation. And the more you bring it forth, the more it anchors more quickly. So that's just one of the tools. Of course, if you're already there multidimensionally and you've got that, etheric journal and everything goes into your queue, that's fine too. I've got that working as well. So whatever works for you. And so we're going to begin with also, I have an update on the BBS radio page, the Freedom's Flame radio page. And so they inspired me to write a new what Freedom Slam Radio is really about. And because we're upgrading in language so much that they wanted me to use, take shifting out of story to the truth. So we want to take kind of story. We kind of want to start moving away from the word story. And this is what they had me write. So hopefully this will resonate with you all too. But so Freedom Slam Radio is intended to inspire anyone and everyone to be moved from a place of human limitation to true freedom by learning about the I Am presence and how to direct your attention to that presence. Once you understand this and apply the laws of energy to your life using the I Am presence instruction long enough for the kingdom of God to be lowered around you, it will set your being and world free and liberate every part of your life. the following areas, and that's where the little points come in, we'll discuss on the show. Through various venues of Ascended Master Showcases and special guest co-host collaborations, for which one, Anthony is one. And so you've been contributing so much to this, and Anthony, and I think you've been inspired to share something on the levels of mind. Would you like to go into that for just a moment before I begin the showcase?
Yeah, well, very briefly, I kind of woke up this morning and tuned in and said, okay, if you want me to contribute to this show, what would you like me to talk about? And straight away what came in was to talk about the mind, and in particular the levels of mind. So we have three basic levels of mind, but also within that mind there are other sub-levels. So I'll just be talking a little bit about the levels of mind and the sub-levels, and then also how it relates to connecting with the I Am presence and higher consciousness and so on and so forth.
Terrific. Thanks so much for sharing.
Hopefully it'll be in alignment with your teachings as well.
It always is. Okay, so well, we're going to begin with what is freedom's flame anyway? I had this really big revelation this week, and it was actually over the past week and a half, and it came in so strongly. It was like one of the biggest surges, and it's one of those things. It's the same kind of feeling that I had when Saint Germain first prompted me to start doing the show, and I just felt like, you know, I was contemplating my divine plan. It's like, okay, well, I can write. I certainly have enough material to write a book, which I know is in the works, and maybe even a series of books. Who knows? But there's so many other things. I'm very creative, and I like to sew, and I like to do lots of other things. But it's like, okay, so where is the energy? Where is this path leading me? What is my divine plan? When I was really getting in tune with it, and when I was feeling into the radio show, when I thought about that, all this energy just really rushed in. It was like this big cosmic yes. You know, full body, yes, everything. It was like all my cells and electrons and atoms were just, yeah, that's it, let's do that. And it was this rush of excitement, and it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like human excitement. It's a different feeling, because it's a feeling that comes in that it feels victorious. It feels like there's a sense of accomplishment already there, even though you haven't even started, like you haven't even taken the first step, but you already feel the victory of it. And that's the best way that I can explain it. It was just so, yes, it was so spot on, right on. Yes, this is it. So take the step and do it. And I did. And here I am. And I feel so fulfilled doing this. I really feel great, because I've been looking for a way to share these teachings. I know they've been wanting me to do this for a long time. And I thought at first it was books, and it's, you know, I can still do that, but everything is right now too. Everything is present, and they wanted these teachings out like really in a big way. So this was one of the best ways, best platforms that they showed me that would be successful for me to transmit these things. So I'm really grateful for it, but this is the feeling of freedom's flame. This is freedom's flame feeling. When you feel that victory already there, that's like, oh yes, I'm in alignment. I'm, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's always brand new too. It doesn't feel like it gets stale or old or like the energy dissipates. It's always a fulfilling feeling to be doing it. And when you continue doing it, what happens is that this feeling starts expanding, and you experience even greater victory and more accomplishment. And you feel, you know, others around you really in alignment and resonating with what you're doing. And so it's like, for the first time, I think in my whole life, I feel like I'm really on track with this. And I know I've been on track with lots of things, but this is like, I feel like very, very victorious. This is the first time I'm really feeling very victorious in my life with this show. So, and I'm really grateful for everyone who listens and tunes in and resonates with it, and for all the support from, of course, the Realms of Light. And so So I just wanted to explain that, because that's when you feel that, it's also, they've shared with me, it's also a feeling of the completeness of feeling complete. It's the completeness of feeling complete, just as you are. And this is true freedom. It's just as you are. You feel this victory just as you are with what you're doing right at the moment, that all the energy is right there and everything in your whole being is like 100% positive. So I hope that clarifies that. That was a revelation for me when that came in. And I felt like, yes, yeah, I'm free, you know, doing this.
Could I just add something, Eve?
Oh, sure.
I think what you just said is absolutely wonderful. I'd also like to say, because this is a medium which is happening in the moment as it goes along, it allows for very rapid change and what you call progressive revelation to come in. Because we've had conversations which, you know, have been kind of relevant 1 minute, and the next minute we've moved on.
Yeah. You know,
so this is probably the best way to express what's coming through.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And when you know, when you're feeling that current coming in and everything is joyful, it's like you're stepping more into your authenticity by aligning with that joy. It's like you're stepping out of, or you're not paying attention to what, you know, maybe distracting or pulling your attention away, and you're paying attention to the joy, because the joy is so present. And when you pay attention to the joy, that joy expands. And when you can stay in that joy and just say, okay, and you know, you see other things around you that may not be of joy or are not reflecting that, you can anchor in that joy more firmly, and then, you know, send your blessings to that situation and encompass it and let it be okay. So these are some of the things I've been learning, and this is, you know, that'll be for next week on segment 3 on uninterrupted harmony. So there's a lot here to be discussed. I had no idea they were going to lead me down here with going deeper into these three keys of victory. When it started out, I thought it was just a great segment that G had me work on. But it seems that the masters really have some really deep, meaningful teachings to share with others, because it's like there's so many higher understandings within the I Am Discourse teachings that a lot of students have missed. And they want to go into those areas where the students kind of maybe have overlooked some of these things because they've been, you know, just progressing along and going through stuff, but they may not have actually, you know, stop to really be with some of these levels of awareness. And so they want to bring them forth and share with everyone that these are amazing, you know, revelations that everyone can relate to if you just, you know, kind of step into that space and get still and take the time and let it, you know, contemplate it and be open to it. So anyway, we dispel a lot of dogma here too. So it's like, you know, you kind of have to be willing to see what's there and to really want to step into your true joy. And that's what having the sincere heart is about. And we covered that last week on segment 1. Of course, you know, there's always more, you know, I could keep going. You know, my show is only sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's 2 hours. So we have 2 hours today, but I could keep going, you know. Like that ever Energizer Bunny, I could just keep going because they always have stuff to share. So anyway, I'm going to continue here with, you know, what G started giving me. As we make our ascension into the higher realms of light, we do progress naturally as we honor each own's heart, the energy of our source essence presence. And as we do, we are able to easily transcend the old ways that no longer serve as the way. For they never truly were the way there. They were a way of taking us or leading us astray from the true way. For the true way is the divine way, and the divine way has no mistakes. And of course, since we have never created a perfect path here on earth, trust is necessary to walk the true way, because we don't know exactly what perfection looks like, but we do know that it does not contain any mistakes, and as such, we can transcend duality and bridge the oneness to ourselves if we focus on the power of our presence, our God self. And I mean, we are God. We are truly gods. And this brings me to a topic which I touched on last week, but Saint Germain didn't want me to go into it because I didn't quite have the revelation about it. I actually got stuck myself, so I'm going to share that experience with you because I think you'll get a kick out of this. And it's on page 66 of Volume 4, Ascended Master Instruction. And I started reading from it, and I didn't go any further. He stopped me. And so I asked him the question this week, the issue or the question that I had about it. So, and the question that I had was, I asked about this teaching, this awareness that came through, I guess, Godfrey, who who brought through Saint Germain's words in these books, this one in particular. And it has to do with, you know, permission and free will. So the question was, you know, if this is the teaching, if this is, you know, why is the Ascended Host giving us a teaching that's, it's kind of contrary, it's almost like an imposition on our free will. And I really kind of had a problem with it. So I asked G, I said, you know, tell me about this, you know, please share the revelation. I called to the presence and I called to Saint Germain to share the revelation. And so he did. So I'm going to read the excerpt first, and then I'm going to explain the revelation, the understanding that he gave me that came through for it. Okay. So on page 66 of Volume 4, Ascended Master Instruction, one of the great stumbling blocks in the way of many earnest students is the inclination to go to mediums instead of looking to the mighty I Am Presence, the all-wise God, above, within, and around themselves. Visiting mediums is not permissible to the sincere student because it again means that he is dividing his own allegiance. For the mighty God within us, the one and only God, commands, there shall be no other gods before me. Whatever your attention is upon is your God. For there your energy is flowing, and your energy is your life. And I asked him about the permissible part. It's not permissible to the sincere student. And he's not saying, this doesn't mean that the Ascended Host is telling us what we can and cannot do. The higher understanding is, in this is that the understanding or the higher understanding about permission of the outer self is denied by the higher self, which means it's the Christ consciousness saying, no, you know, this is not a good idea. So when you've already anchored your sincere heart and you're devoted to your presence, that's saying that, okay, you know, my God, you know, God comes first. I put God before everything else in my life. So now that you know, you're about your individualized I Am Presence, you know, you put that first. It's, you know, I'm true to myself, you know, to thine own self be true. You ever hear that statement? So that's what that's saying too. It's to thine own self be true. You know yourself as God. You're going to be true to that God self within you first before anything else. So, and what that means is, like, you know, your attention is there, and if you're devoted to that, then you're starting to, you've already anchored your first leg in aligning with divine will, because your presence is, you know, it has all the answers that you will ever need. It has all the energy. It's your life supply. It's your eternal life supply of energy in that force. So the more you pay attention to your presence, the more life or the more heartbeats that you get in your life, the more your life expands because you're paying attention to what your true life is. And when you do that, it's, you don't have to go anywhere else for the answers. It's right here. It's right in your heart. So you just, you know, you just turn and you face that sunrise in your heart. And it's like, you don't want to take your eyes off that sunrise. You know, I don't want to take my eyes off of, you know, the sunrise of my presence. That's the fulfillment. That's what's giving me everything. That's what's giving me life. There's nothing in the outer world that can sustain me. It's only God life, God energy that's coming through me that can sustain me. And I make use of that by my desire, my will being aligned with the divine will, which, you know, it wants me to live. It wants me to be happy. It wants me to be fulfilled. It wants me to do, you know, it wants my heart's desires fulfilled, because those heart desires are my presence desires for me. That's when you feel your heart's desires, really true heart desires, those are the desires that your presence wants you to have. And they're not selfish. I mean, you will know if it's selfish or not, if it's that, well, I want to do this, I want to do it my way. Well, you know, that's, if you're not surrendered to your presence, then you might have that conflict. But if you're surrendered to your presence, divine will, it's, you know, you're not going to get anything that you don't want to do. You're not going to get anything, you know, within you that's not going to make you happy or lead you to the victory. So, you know, it's totally worth it to turn away and to really be staunch about it and be strong within your heart and know that you are fulfilling your divine plan by paying attention to this presence, because the longer you do that, the longer you can start maintaining your harmony. And it's, you know, these three keys of victory, they work together: the sincere heart, the consistency in application, and uninterrupted harmony. They all work together. And so we're going to go a little bit deeper into this. So there's a deeper meaning here. It's not saying that our free will is being compromised because the ascended masters say so. This is a deeper meaning intended for the student to recognize the higher perspective of the wisdom given in the statement, "You shall have no other gods before me." Because this fall into the honoring of one's true self, their own beloved I Am presence, is the true alignment that is intended. It's like the mission, it's like the first step in fulfilling our missions here is to become aligned with our presence. And G has also pointed out that, as with all tools, the outer tools that lead us to working with our presence and really getting in alignment, you know, like these applications and these calls, you know, the point of having them on paper is to get them, you know, to repeat them and to use them throughout the day. You know, you do something in the morning, maybe something in the afternoon, something in the evening, and maybe you do other spontaneous calls throughout the day to your presence to keep you in alignment. Well, you know, these pages and these decree books and all these, you know, prayers and things, they're all designed to get us into a place where we become that which we work with, or, you know, we integrate these meditations. We go into stillness, we go into this meditation to integrate inner peace. The point is to become that inner peace in daily life, so that we're not sitting there for hours, you know, in stillness every day. The point is to move away from that. You know, everybody comes to a point where there's an opportunity to cross the threshold and to start coming out of, you know, whatever papers we have, whatever books we have, whatever teachings we have, and to start walking those teachings, to start walking those blessings. And these are steps to true freedom. When you can start to see that these teachings are working, that your practice is working, is when you really start applying it to your daily life, and you find that you don't have to meditate as often because you've really become it. You're really becoming that full integration of inner peace. And you notice the divine flow, you notice the grace in your life, and you notice more joy and more love, and everything's expanding. So this, it's all for a reason. It's all to get us from one place to another. Otherwise, if we just keep going back, we're just limiting ourselves. We're going back into actually limitation if we don't step across that threshold. So, you know, we are here to advance and evolve and expand and grow, and however you want to look at it. The ascended masters, they like the word expand. They like to replace the word growth with expansion, because we really kind of are not growing, because it's really just an expansion of our awareness. And we expand when we let what doesn't serve us go. So hope this is all making sense so far. Anthony, are you still with me here?
I certainly am, and I've certainly been listening very intently to what you've been saying, and it all makes a lot of sense. I mean, what you've talked about is in alignment with what the Course in Miracles also says, and it's also interesting that you talk about mediums, because, I mean, I have a background in mediumship and from spiritualism as well, so I can see from both aspects. However, I've been aware for quite a while that, I mean, when I attend my church, I kind of go there to contribute rather than for me to receive anything, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I apologize. I had my volume down and then my microphone squeaked, so I'm sorry about that noise for all the listeners. Sorry about that. Yeah, thanks, Anthony. That's really enlightening. And I have those experiences too, where it's, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't go to a lot of outer activities here in Mount Shasta. I mean, it's a beautiful place to live and I love it. And the community is wonderful. But I find that I'm not really drawn to do a lot of outer activity. It's, you know, when I'm drawn to go out, it's like more like connecting one-on-one with individuals. And then we work together and we, you know, anchor energies and, you know, we help each other expand and we share joy. You know, it's really more about sharing joy and collaborating and working together now rather than going to events to try to align. Because when you get into that alignment, you find these activities kind of falling away. And the other thing is, you know, when I am drawn to some of these activities, I feel like I go to hold the balance many times. So you know, I go to contribute or hold the balance. So I resonate with what you shared about when, you know, you go to your community church, the spiritual church, and it's, you know, you go to contribute. And I know that you work really well with your group there. And I know that you have these meditations that you do. So I know that you're successful in what you do and your contributions are really exceptional. So I commend you for that. It's great that you've stepped out in the way that you have with your teachings.
I think what you've described is actually just making it more clear for me. It's helping me to be more clear. And when I think about it, I realize that is the direction I've been going in. And your teachings and what you were describing have certainly helped me as well. And, you know, our conversations and the experiences we've had together has helped me to step forward in a very easy and graceful kind of way. And I've noticed that, you know, my progress is accelerating as well. And I don't need to go through so many uncomfortable experiences.
That's really great to hear. It's very heartwarming to hear. Thank you for sharing all of that. I'm going to continue on also with this now. So, and he also wanted me to, G wanted me to give everyone an example of something that happened with me a while ago. This happened before I moved to Mount Shasta. And it was about, you know, actually it wasn't long after G and I reconnected, which was back in 2010. So it was 2010 and I have these Oracle cards and I think they're great fun and they're a wonderful tool. And I totally support, you know, these tools, you know, Oracle cards and, you know, the readings, the things that help you to, what they do is they help for you to understand and start trusting, building trust with your own intuition. But even with these tools, you come to a point there that, you know, you kind of need to start letting them go when you feel like, oh, wow, you know, it's like you kind of already knew the answer and the card that came out validated your answer. So that's one way to recognize that, you know, the cards, you know, it's brought you to a point where you can really start relying on your own intuition to give you those answers and not pull the cards anymore. And Saint Germain did that with me in a very profound way back in 2010. And I'm going to share that in just a moment. So I was sitting meditating in my temple space when I lived in Oregon before I came to Mount Shasta. So I was sitting in my temple space in the house that I had in Oregon and I'm meditating and I'm meditating with Saint Germain and I'm asking him for things, you know, I'm asking him certain questions and I'm receiving answers. I'm receiving insights. And then I felt my outer self, you know, this kind of pull to go, oh, I want to pull a card, you know, because this is fun. Because this is also a tool that you can use with the Ascended Masters. You can ask them to give you the revelation. But what Saint Germain really wanted me to do is really to align with my presence and ask my presence for the answers. So that's what I do now. If I'm drawn to pull a card, I'll ask my presence to bring me the revelation, and it'll be just completely authenticated, you know, when I pull it. And it's, oh, wow, yeah. I mean, I just knew that, you know, I've been feeling that, and the card comes up and validates it. I go, thank you, beloved presence. So it's not often that I do that, but every now and then. And I won't, the difference now is, like, I won't feel the pull to do it anymore, but I just sit in silent communion, and then I feel a prompting, go ahead, you know, choose a card, and it just comes through now naturally. I don't have any, like, wanting to do it. The wanting is gone. But it was hard to wean me off of it. And it's kind of funny because I really wanted to pull a card at the time that I was sitting there meditating with him, and he said, no more cards. And I was like, what? No more cards? What do you mean no more cards? I really, you know, oh, come on. I really enjoy that. And he said, no more cards. That's it. Put the cards down. You don't need them. It's not going to take you any higher. You're surpassing it. You need to trust. So in not so many words, I think he really gave it to me in a hardcore nutshell, like, that's it. You're done. You're done. And I'm going, wow, okay. So I really had to start doing that because, you know, when he said that, it was like, okay, I could feel my outer self going, why, you know, kind of doing that wanting thing, but a little wine, 5 minutes of wine, and it passed. And I said, all right, you know, I decided if I'm going to do this, you know, if I'm going to progress on my path, I need to honor this. I need to, you know, take into consideration what he's telling me and what, you know, he's telling me that I'm ready. I mean, my goodness, how can I not step into that and say, yes, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give it my every effort to go it on my own and trust everything that's coming through me and not seek it from, you know, the answers outside, not even to seek the validations. Like, I already know the answer. Why do I need to seek confirmation on it? That was one of his biggest messages with me. And that's been one of my biggest points in training. So if you've experienced that and you feel like, you know, well, it's time, you know, it's kind of like you pull the cards, but maybe they're not really satisfying, or you're not getting the answers, or you already know, or it's boring. It's like, okay, put it down, step away from it, and go in and receive the answers within your heart. You know, ask your presence to reveal, you know, in your heart what the truth is. Because as you get still and you're patient for the answer to come through, you get it. And then just trust that and move forward with it, because that's what it's about. That's really getting into alignment. It's starting to drop some of those tools. But you know, they give you this guidance. It's like when you're ready, you know, it's like, gee, wouldn't have told me to put the cards down a month early. You know, they see you when you're ready. They see the potential for you to step into a higher level on the path. And so they're just, you know, they're totally supportive. They just, you know, and it's all opportunity. And as he was telling me to put the cards down, I could have said no. I could have said, well, nah, you know. And if I wasn't ready and I wanted to choose that, I could have chosen that. But that would have also set me back. It would have prolonged, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, really, you know. So it's always our choice. It's always our choice. And that's the way I look at it for me. I feel like if I didn't step into it, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So, but then there's also another point of view where it's like, well, if I didn't feel ready and I needed to, you know, stay with it a little longer, I probably would have benefited from that too. So there are several ways of looking at that. So there's no wrong choice. There's no incorrect choice. It's, you know, it's whatever works for you. It's your pace. So continuing on, you know, as far as these tools and what Saint Germain's been talking about is they will eventually drop off when enough trust is built and you have the confidence to move forward in that trust, believing in yourself and knowing that you need no outside validation. So on the same note, though, there is a factor about limiting beliefs that you should make note of. whenever you find yourself saying something like, oh, I can't do that, or I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that, or I have a lot of issues, or like, I have a lot of healing to do, to shift these negative SOS, as he gave me this SOS, step on self statements. I thought that was neat. Step on self statements to positive affirmations, like, I am more open now to this or that, or learning about something that I used to think was too hard. I have the courage to do this. I am doing this. I am doing this now, and I would like to do that, and my presence will show me and or guide me how to do it. And even that can be upgraded to, my presence is always showing me how to do what it is I truly desire to do from my heart. I am dealing with the issue that is right in front of me right now to the best of my ability, or I am taking steps to resolving the issues in my life right now, and I am successful at resolving everything that needs to be taken care of. I am always victorious in all my activities. I am healing this part of my life right now and making progress in the steps I take to do so. I am always successful every step of the way in my healing. I have the power to heal everything in my life. I can and do affirm that I am healed of this right now. And remind yourself of the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are empowers you to know every moment without fail that you are God in form, in action, here to bring your portion of heaven to earth. And as we do this, we find that we are honoring God within first, and that is our true connection to God, tuning into who we really are, life beings. And all that energy comes from one source. We are a part of that one source. And as such, we are giving of our life to what is around us. And make sure that what we are giving this God life to is always, always, always of a constructive nature. Whatever you think about, feel, or act upon, make sure it is always of a constructive nature. So what does your heaven look like, and how can you start bringing that forth? Well, in the first place, everything that we have, like with the affirmation, okay, the upgraded affirmation, my presence is always showing me how to do what it is I truly desire to do from my heart. Well, if you take that statement and you can apply the seed scenario to that, like, every divine idea is a seed, and whatever that seed in your heart is, that divine idea, it also comes with all the instructions on how to do it, how to outpicture it, how to fulfill it. So you never have to go to the library to figure it out. You don't have to go to the head. All you need to do is feel into the heart, because your outer intellect, or the mind — we're going to go into the mind in a few minutes too — but when the mind is clear of all the thoughts of, you know, the thinking, and you've silenced, you know, the chatter, then you can actually use that as a tool to channel that energy that you're receiving from that seed, that divine idea, that seed in your heart, and channel it, direct that energy into a constructive channel, so that you can bring it forth into the material realm. And it will outpicture as perfection if you trust it, if you trust that your presence is giving you the divine direction, then you'll bring it forth successfully. So that's one way you can start bringing your heaven forth. And also to try to kind of get away from what you think heaven may look like, and just maybe be silent within and ask your presence to show you what does heaven look like for you? What is it that your presence wants for you? What is it that your presence wants you to see that is a great potential for you to fulfill in this life? And then if you be still and let go of any visions, you know, maybe things that you thought of that were supposed to outpicture, let go of the old previous plans that you thought of, and then just allow for whatever comes forth right then and there, the new, to come forth, and let it come rushing in. And when that energy really surges in and it creates such a joy within you, then, you know, you feel that full body, yes, that's where it is. Then that's when you know that that's that's what's right in front of you. That's where the energy is. That's what you could take the steps to move forward with that will be successful, and you'll be victorious if you do that. So he wants me to take you there into that feeling of victory, that you can do that. You can outpicture your heaven on earth, but it's getting into, you know, the alignment, aligning with the divine will and what it wants for you. Because we've actually created limitation for ourselves by thinking that what it is around us, that that's what we want. And we've kind of become attached to that. And it's really only the mind that's attached to that. Our hearts are not attached to that. So we're going to go into some of the mind things in a few moments. I'd really like to take a few moments, though, and I'd like to play this really beautiful segment from TJ. He is this wonderful royalty-free artist who lives in Mount Shasta, and I'm really honored to feature his music here. And the first one I'd like to play is called Amenti. Can we do that, Doug? Thank you. Isn't that a nice, relaxing piece to meditate to?
Wonderful.
I really enjoy his music. And TJ from Mount Shasta, he has, his website is www.soundcloud.com/motherland. And it's mother with a U, MUTHERLAND, and another backslash. So if you want to check him out, all his music is royalty free. As all uploaded full-length songs. He's got two albums on that website, and you can listen to all of his tracks, and you can download them for free, too. He's really amazing, and this is his profile on SoundCloud. An interdimensional sound alchemist, Motherland Prophecies reveals visual soundscapes of complex mathematical creations using specific frequencies in which activate consciousness, bring source through music into love. Move within, listen, and enjoy remembering who you are and where you came from. So that is, again, TJ on SoundCloud / Motherland, Motherland with a U, and another backslash. So I hope you enjoy that music. We may have time for another one later, but right now we're going to get back to the Heart of a Master, the Heart of a Chela, and we've got some levels of mind that may, I'm feeling that they can kind of be interwoven with what I've already touched on, what G has explained about, as far as, you know, like those limiting belief statements, you know, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, and then shift them to, you know what, cancel clear, you know, I am open to doing this, I can do this, I can do that, you know. So making that shift, Anthony, do you have anything to share on that topic?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, actually, because you were talking about affirmations, and I've heard a lot of people in the past saying that affirmations don't work. So my feeling is it's because that they're actually coming from a feeling of lack and not having, whereas what you're talking about is coming from the I am presence and a sense of having everything, and that everything is a natural outpicturing of what is already yours. And of Course in Miracles says also that being and having are the same thing.
Indeed. Yeah, and in the oneness movement, the Diksha movement, which I'm a Diksha giver myself, they talk about that you don't have to cultivate the qualities of God. Like you don't have to cultivate love. You don't have to cultivate joy. You don't really even have to cultivate peace. These are already inherent in your own being. You already are that. So what we're doing is we're actually just unveiling the layers of perception and incorrect belief to reveal that we actually, who we really are all of these, we're this divine being individualized in form, this God being and individualized. And we already have all of these qualities because God is already all of these qualities. So we don't really have to do anything to be more than what we are. So that brings me to the statement that I am enough. I am enough already as I am. And everything else that I've thought was true is really just not true. Anything that doesn't feel good, it's limiting, you know, because we're here to experience joy, to create and joy and love. And this is really paramount to being victorious. You don't have a response for that, I guess.
No. I agree with everything you said.
Thanks. Well, I'm just going to continue on then, and we'll interweave as we go along. So more experiences. Elmoria, he's so wonderful. I call him Bapu because I think that's father in Indian or in Hindu. I've had some previous embodiments of him as well as I've had with G. And it was really interesting when he came through to give me some of these understandings, because when I was first writing them down, you know, transcribing my notes for the week, I was writing it down and I just felt to type in, you know, we're going to hear from Beloved Elmoria on these, but I wasn't like feeling him. You know, I usually feel their energy signature when they come in and they say, oh, you know, I'm going to say this or, you know, talk about that. Or he'll point me to, you know, they'll point me to something, whether it's a book or a teaching or just a prompting, an inspiration, a revelation. And I'll write it down and I'll usually mention who it's from. And, you know, otherwise it's, you know, everything basically comes from my presence or it comes from Saint Germain. You know, I know their signatures. So, but this, I didn't feel Moria there and I was just, but I was prompted to write it. So I said, okay, well, I was trusting it. It was like, okay, well, if he comes in, he'll come in, you know, and whatever. So I was kind of feeling in and out throughout the week and I can kind of, you know, I see him, you know, with my mind's eye, I see him standing there going, you know, I'm here. Just be patient for it. I'm here. Don't worry. You're going to get the download. And so last night, like really late, I think I took like a nap before I went to bed. I was, you know, came up to, you know, just be in silence in my space, my temple space. And I wound up laying down. Sometimes I do that. And then, you know, I'll take a nap and I'll wake up with tons of revelation. I'll start journaling. And that's kind of what happened last night. And then he came through and I updated my, you know, my notes. And then he came through and his signature was so strong. You know, it's this really divine will impetus. Like it's very like, yes, I'm here. And yes, this is it. It's like, there's no mistaking with El Moria. It's just, he's here and you know it. And it's, you know, he lets you know when you're in alignment and, you know, he lets you know when you're off. But he's so compassionate. He's so, you know, they're all the masters. They're just so wonderful. And they, you know, because they've been there, they've been where we are and they see the pitfalls and they're always waiting to embrace us. You know, we just have to trust and kind of allow that, you know? So like we would allow a cosmic parent, you know, father or mother, or, you know, our father, mother, God to embrace us, you know, they're always there to do that as well. So what he gave me was, it's on dedication and commitment, you know, the master, and this is partly G too. This is some of my experience with Saint Germain. The master stays up all hours with you when you are processing, activating, etc. And the Chila stays up all night doing work on the master's behalf that he or she wants to bring through them. He or she is your only very best friend who knows you better than anyone, more than a parent or a sibling, husband, wife, spouse, partner, brother or sister. It's this being is already in divine union with your presence, and as one, nothing is hidden from the all-seeing eye of that one omnipresence. Yet this being is also a perfected individualized being of God. There is no comparison to human life relationships here, though all relationships do have value. This is one that is never compromised by the means of human qualification or outer personality, drama, story, or what is also known as Shenpa, which I'll go into next week. And this is the real progress that is determined by the consistency in applying laws of truth to one's life. For one begins to notice their joy increasing, health improving, awareness expanding, and etc. And this is how we begin to know that what we are doing with the teachings we use and work with in our communion and meditation is actually being applied to our outer activity. And it's working. You begin to witness your own victory in these accomplishments. So, and again, we'll kind of explore some of that next week in segment 3, uninterrupted harmony. So, but I have a personal experience to share on this and how you can know that what you're doing is working when you actually witness yourself to pass yourself. So my example that she wants me to share is about washing dishes. So, and because I do this a lot, and I mean, I think it's hysterical at this point. It's just because I know that, you know, there's that part of me that goes, oh, you know, there's like, I don't know, there's a bunch of dishes here and I can do them. And I could do them all right now or I could do them later. But I'm not really thinking about it. I just go to the sink and I'm just, you know, wash something. And then I think like, okay, well, that's all I'm going to do. Like I'll have that thought, right? That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to do that one plate and that one glass and that's it. I'll leave the rest. I'm going to go back to what I'm doing and And all of a sudden, I'm just standing there, and I just keep washing all the dishes. I'm totally overridden, whatever thought that was. I'm on automatic. My presence is just like, no, take care of this, take care of that. It's okay. We'll just keep going. And, you know, it's really effortless, actually. If I just, if I just keep going with that energy and I just ride the current of energy and just don't think about, well, no, stop now and go do that, you know, stop, get the mind out of the way about it, you know, because if I have that thought, it actually doesn't really matter if I have the thought or not. The divine will is so anchored within me that, or I've anchored with it, I've aligned with it, that it's going to override it regardless. So I think it's funny though. Anthony, can you relate to anything like that?
I certainly can. I've had those similar kinds of experiences. So I just never consciously thought about it until you've actually mentioned it. That happens to me a lot. I think, oh, I'm just going to do a little bit now because, you know, I'll get it out of the way. And as you just said, I start doing it. And then the thought goes and I'll go on and think, well, I'll do this bit now as well. I'll do this bit as well now. And it's like you said, the energy just kind of flows and it gets done.
Yeah.
So, and it helps to override any resistance that I might have. So if I start off by giving like an inch, I think, okay, I'll just do this little bit. And before I know it, I do it all. And it's done very quickly and easily. I just wasn't aware of it in so much. It's just the way you describe it. Things, oh, yes, I do that.
Well, that's great to know. It's great to hear. I bet a lot of you have these experiences too, but you haven't really noticed it. Like you haven't paid attention, like, oh, you know, but it's so funny. It's so funny when it happens. It's like, I laugh at myself. I go like I actually thought that that thought or whatever, that little, you know, piece of resistance was going to, you know, make me, you know, turn around and just, it's funny. It's just funny. Yeah. I laugh at it. It's just really amusing to see that, you know, it's kind of like I'm witness to my own progress. I'm witness to my own expansion in light of the light of my own light. So, you know, and that's accomplishment. That's like, wow, you know, okay, you know, I'll just do all the dishes. I don't complain about it. I just keep doing it. But yeah, like you say, you know, if you you give it that inch and then there's this little resistance that comes in like, oh, no, stop here and go do that. You know, that's the mind interfering. And if you just ignore that, if you're anchored, if you have enough momentum of light anchored within you already and you're really, you know, your heart is in the right place, desiring to fulfill that divine plan, you know, it's just going to come through regardless of what kind of application you have. Because if you're that determined to fulfill your divine plan, you know, your application is, you know, your dedication. You start living your own dedication to the light. And that's a big part of this too. So they're all keys that kind of, you know, unlock the light to illumine your being. And he wants me to share, you know, it's like, okay, it's a really good point here. I and my father are one. This is a revelation that he gave to me recently. And I'm talking about Saint Germain. So I and my father are one, and he hath not forsaken me. It is only me who had forsaken myself. I returned to the Father, for I am, the I am in me is the same I am, the same he who created all worlds and brought all substance into form. This statement, actually, not the whole thing, but the part that the same he who created all worlds and brought all substance into form can be found in volume 4 of the I Am Discourses, Ascended Master Instruction, page 241. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it verbatim there, just so you have an idea of what the context about what that is. So, okay, and I'll just read that in just a moment. Okay, so page 241, it's the bottom paragraph, and it goes, it is in the statement that no one may look upon the face of God and live, for I know hundreds of students of the light who have seen their own God self with the same clear clearness and assurance with which you look upon each other in your outer experience. The God self in you is the same God that is at the heart, at the helm of the universe. The pity is that students think or feel this too stupendous a truth to be realized in their individual lives, but I assure you that according to the intensity with which they recognize this truth, anyone with unwavering determination may see the radiant face of that mighty God presence. These statements are neither myth nor imagination, but tremendous truths that the students can grasp, comprehend, and utilize with everlasting blessings in their outer experience. And there's another part of page 241 he wants me to go up to. And it's actually the second paragraph, so he had me skip around. It is time that sincere students should understand that their own mighty God self, ever pouring its energy into their use, is the He who created all worlds and brought all substance into form. I admit that this is a stupendous thought, but it is true. And they who will meditate upon this simple yet mighty truth will find the highest door of their consciousness opened, and they will be able to accept and utilize this eternal truth. It is the unfortunate teaching through the centuries that has caused mankind to look away into some distant place for this mighty presence of God. And that is from beloved Saint Germain. And so, I mean, when I read that statement, I went, wow, I am that I am. Finally, that statement to me, you know, I am that I am, it made sense. I went, oh, I am that I am. I am that same I am. That was such a big Megapalooza revelation for me. And it woke me up on, I don't know, maybe multiple levels where I just went, wow. You know, that really started anchoring the truth of, wow, I am this God presence. I am this individualized God presence. Wow. You know, and I started working with those levels like, wow, I'm, you know, God. Well, how does God express, you know, how does God express itself in through me? And then I started learning about joy and harmony and peace and these other qualities that are like, they really are who we are. And we just have to get out of the drama and get into what's real to live the true reality. And it sounds easier than it really is. It really is, because you have to practice it. You have to be with it. You have to be, determined, and, you know, you have to make a commitment. It's like you have to make a choice, and we're always making these choices. So it's really, you know, when you choose divine will and then you go back and forth into duality and then back to divine will and then into duality, it's kind of like he's giving me, it's kind of like a, you know, it's like I used to smoke. So, you know, it's kind of like withdrawing from smoking. And it's kind of like if you wean yourself off a little bit by a little bit. But what you're doing when you don't entirely quit, you know, the smoke, you keep reintroducing the nicotine into your body. So it's like, it's like a slow withdrawal. You just keep introducing that back in, and it keeps you, you know, still plugged in, even if it's at a minute level, it still keeps you plugged in at some point to this, you know, the duality. If you keep participating with the lower stuff, then, you know, you never fully go and accept the divine will. It's like, well, you know, I have to, you know, quit smokes if I'm going to accept my life and my light and what I'm here to do, because the smoke's just, you know, with, like all, you know, most substance is, you know, that's harmful. It's not good for the body. The body is eventually going to, you know, reject it. And it's going to give you those wake up calls that are saying, you know, you better pay attention here because I'm not doing so good. So, but that's the analogy he wanted me to use. And, I've never smoked since, by the way. I've been quit for quite a long time. And, so this, you know, this recognition of the God self, the God presence within this, I am the same He who created the I am in me is the same He who created all worlds and brought all substance into form. Wow. I mean, this can bring one to a place of very deep humility, which is the elect consciousness to retain the regard for its creator. And this comes only through the steadfast devotion of the sincere heart. I'm going to say that again. This can bring one to a place of very deep humility, which is the elect consciousness to retain the regard for its creator. This comes only through steadfast devotion of the sincere heart. Have something you'd like to share about this? Yeah.
I mean, that's brought up thoughts and memories of my own experience. Because, I mean, I had an awakening experience a long time ago, exactly as you described it. And on and off, you know, I'd been moving in and out of the duality and the oneness perspective. And over recent years, you know, it's like you described, I've been weaning myself off what I call the ego attachment to the world. And that exactly describes the experience that I've had myself. So it's very interesting. It's nice to hear it validated, actually, as an actual experience.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. There's also something else that's really important that G wants me to make everyone aware of. And it's very, very prevalent among spiritual circles and groups. And it deals with energy drain, you know, feeling that your energy has been drained or sucked. And this is from G. He gave me a revelation. It's the truth about, you know, taking someone's energy. I've had this experience myself where I have felt that, you know, years ago before I had any understanding or awareness about what was really going on with this. And I've also been accused of it. So, which is interesting because I asked about that. I had someone accuse me of that about a year, maybe about 6 months to a year ago. And I went, what? I just couldn't even believe that because I know that I pay attention to my presence and I don't, you know, I don't look outside of my presence for anything. But what happens is, so I asked G about this and he gave me, you know, he opened up the doors as always. And so he's talking about energy drainers, you know, and he was talking about this and the force that they are unknowingly being used by to usurp the light of others. And this is one of the major pitfalls on the path for those who have not the discipline to govern their thoughts and feelings or have some sort of daily application, like a serious application to assist them in self-governing their being. And what he wanted me to share was that the experience I had was like I needed support for something. You know, I was going through something and, you know, it's felt like everything I was doing, I was trying to do the right things. I was on my application, but things kept showing up, all these challenges. And I'm like, okay, I kept asking for guidance and kept asking for the revelation. I'm like, what do I do now? What do I do now? How do I deal with this? And it just, there was this overwhelm of energy. And I went to someone who I thought I, you know, really could trust and, you know, ask for, you know, some insight, you know, just to kind of guide me back to, you know, where am I here? And she said she felt really drained after the conversation. And I thought, wow, you know, when she accused me of taking her energy. And I went, wow, that's something else. So what G said was that what I do with others when I work with others and they're going through stuff, it's there's this one-on-one, you know, there's this, I guess it's like a synergy that happens when I work with others. And what I do is I sit with them and they, you know, they share whatever it is that's going on, you know, whether it's anger or frustration or something that they go to, you know, whatever's right in front of them that they're dealing with. And I just sit and I hold the space, you know, because I already know, you know, I'm self-realized to a level where I can see the story and I know the truth and I'm anchored in the truth and I just hold the space and I'm loving. What I'm doing is I'm loving their God flame. So I love the God flame in their heart. It's the same, you know, the God flame in my heart is loving naturally, just that natural love coming through. That's the unconditional love that, you know, the God life has for itself. So that's just continually outpouring from me. So I'm holding the space while I'm loving their God flame. And just everything that comes out, it doesn't matter what they say, but it's like instantly transmuted. And then, you know, they feel better. And I haven't even said a word, and they just feel better. And I just say, you know, that's okay. And then I wait for, you know, that right moment when it's like, okay, now it's okay. It's appropriate for me to share something, a revelation with them. And so I do. And then they receive that understanding after they've let go of whatever, you know, that story was, because it's been transmuted. So this is about holding space for others and showing up really authentically in your presence. And when you're in the presence with others, you know, are they in their presence or not? And if they're not, then if you can be present and know the truth and just hold the space and listen, and, you know, either, you know, ask the presence in Saint Germain to, you know, use the violet flame to transmute whatever's coming through, hold the space, hold the container, then you'll be successful at that, and they'll feel better. And then they'll be able to receive the revelation, because their mind won't be filled with, you know, the thoughts of the unreality. So that's part of how to, you know, help others to illumine their path. It's like you're a way shower, but you're allowing the light to come through by choosing to hold that space and honor the God flame in them. And that happens first when you're honoring your own God flame within your heart. So this is what he explained. It's like, well, this woman, okay, so she actually wasn't there. She wasn't able to hold the space for me when I needed support. Because I had supported her all these other times. And this was the first time that I needed support and that I felt this was someone I could trust in, you know. And then there was this whole big drama later, and I felt, oh, okay, that's not a problem. You know, I just let it go, and I, you know, I did my Ho'oponopono at inner levels, and I just went back to, okay, well, you know, she is God too, and it's okay. You know, it's, she'll get the understanding when it's time. But I was prompted not to say anything, not to approach, just to let it all go. And even when I had the understanding. So it's okay. She'll get it at inner levels, or whenever it's time, she'll have the experience. And I trust that. And it's been great ever since. But it always really helps to have these revelations of why these things happen, because it brings me to an understanding that, you know, wow, okay, so I've been on track doing this, and I've been doing the correct things. I've been in alignment with my presence. So these are really important things to understand. And I hope you have a really a greater awareness of what, you know, energy drain is now from my sharing. So there are lots of tools that they did give me to share. And I'd like to go into some of them, but I'd also like to hear from Anthony. If you're inspired, Anthony, to share on what I just shared about energy drain, I think it's a really important subject.
Yeah, it is very important. And what you said is very true. I mean, as a healer and therapist and working with people, I became aware of that, you know, for quite a while. And it has been one of the things that I've had to learn and to practice, is just to hold that space and realizing that the presence does the healing. It does the transforming. And there really isn't much that I need to say. When I just trust and go with the flow, it's exactly as you described it. You know, you hold the space, their story or their misqualified energy, as you call it, becomes transmuted. And when the moment comes, the words come as well. So, yeah, it's exactly, I can only just verify what you said.
And, you know, it's what you just shared about, you know, the presence does it. I've had this experience with you as well in some of our conversations, like, you know, oh God, I've had such a week, or something was really going on. And I've had that experience with you where you're really holding space for me. And I don't experience that too often. It's like, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm always the one doing that, you know? So I'm really grateful that, that you do that with me. And I'm so grateful that we've had those experiences where I've been able to just, you know, let whatever it was go. And it's just, you know, it's really nonsensical when you think about it, you know, but it's kind of like sometimes you just have a little bit of an accumulation of it, and it's just there. And it's just, oh, I just got to talk about this because it's just, look, it's right here. And if I let this go, you know, if I talk about it, then actually even in talking about it, as you're holding space or as I'm holding space, we actually come to a point where it's like, oh, here's revelation. We start going into revelation about what happened. It's like, oh, well, now I know. Now I see what happened. You know, and so many times that occurs with people, you know, they're sitting and talking, and sometimes you just need to talk it out loud. It's not really like you need the other person to respond to you and give you the insight and all that, but just for the person to just be there and listen, hold the space so that after you talk about whatever it is that's right there, you can receive your own revelation. That comes through too, and that happens quite often.
That happens all the time. People already have the answer within them.
Yeah.
But being allowed to speak and just holding the space allows them to come to their own realization and their own self-healing. Because we don't really do anything.
Right.
We don't heal anybody else. We only heal ourselves. So when people are talking, they just come to that realization. Yes, you get prompted to say the right thing, but it just helps them to go in the direction that is most helpful for their own realization, for their own opening up and their own expansion, if you like.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
And that is then, as you say, it honors their own, well, you said the I Am presence. I mean, I call it the Christ within us all. You know, it's the same thing, basically. But it is honoring their own potential as Christed beings. And the more you do that, the more that you see that in them, the more it actually brings it forth out of them. And they just naturally feel better, stronger, healthier, and they realize, you know, they overcome the story. And the more we practice this, the more we see, well, I'm just telling a story. I know the truth, but I'm just telling the story. I mean, that's the kind of what happened the other evening when we had that conversation. I mean, I was coming up with a lot of things, and then the next moment I'm realizing I'm back. It's just a story. Then I'm moving on. And then the next layer of the story comes up, and it comes out, and then it's let go. And then I'm realizing, you know, this is where the contradiction seems to come in, because people are basically just unloading. And the more they're allowed to unload from that oneness perspective, when somebody's holding that level of space, the more they can just let go and move on and move on, and it gets easier and faster.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful thing to experience and to see. And the energy just, you know, becomes transmuted quite easily and effortlessly when you're working from the level of oneness.
Exactly. I couldn't have said that better. Thank you. That's really wonderful. You know, and this is also from El Moria. I'm so grateful for this divine being. He says likewise. I really love the way they communicate. I get these, you know, these instantaneous little, you know, responses, like, you know, as soon as you give gratitude, you know, for God, God gives, you know, this is another God being giving gratitude for God life. It's God is giving gratitude for God, you know, because God wants its own life to expand and flourish and be happy and joyful and, you know, in love. And this is, you know, what God wants. And there's so many levels to that, you know, but I'm not going to go into all those levels, but this is, you know, God wants more of its life to expand because it is that perfection. And who knows what we can create, where we can go, you know, we can go so beyond what we've seen, you know, and even imagined. It's, you know, the divine ideas and mind of God it's so unfathomable. But if we, you know, really get still and listen, you know, and see and trust, it'll come forth. And then we can take those steps to picture our portion of that. So devotion also from El Moria. It's not only the masters who are devoted to the God flame in all life, but it is also the Chela who demonstrates this devotion by aligning with the divine will and choosing to serve all life. Because constructive power is the creative power, and this is the real force of life. And we are devoted to the heart flame of God in each life. And this devotion means committing to consciously qualify and to do whatever it takes to positively qualify the life force surging through you to create life by expanding that God flame within you. Qualify equals expansion. Misqualify equals contraction. When you negatively qualify energy, it's a dishonor to the God flame within you. And this is the difference between human will and the divine will. And it's pretty straightforward from Almoria. So, you know, we talk about misqualified energy, and this is, you know, most of it is not even, you know, it's like we've all created it, but now we're starting to all realize that it's all our responsibility to clean it up and to get on board, even if we've cleared our own past issues, like in our own lifetime and previous embodiments. It's time to, you know, get on board and be a team and help all of it clear now, because we've all participated at some level with it. And when we make that commitment and that choice to do that, it's like we start to quicken with each other too. We just start to quicken and come into that space of pure love. And there's nothing else there. It's just joy. And then we start expanding that joy and everything else dissolves. And this is what oneness is about. And this oneness, this feeling of oneness, you know, it expands as we clear this, you know, this old stuff. But it does take a commitment. It takes a conscious choice to commit to, you know, being vigilant and self-governing and going, you know what, I feel that, you know, whatever that was, it doesn't have to be a mean word or, you know, a trigger word. It could just be a simple word that is being used in conversation that could trigger anyone. And when you feel that, you know, that trigger, it's the story, it's like, take notice of that and go, oh, I feel that energy there. I know what it is. I'm not going to react to it. So G has given me a tool to share with you about that. And it's about balancing and knowing that it's like, okay, it's like stop and take a deep breath and know that it's not real. Know that the energy that's coming through is not real. This is energy that is not, you know, coming from your presence. Okay, that's a good way to look at it. It's like this is the energy that has been negatively qualified. And what I mean by that is it's been acted upon without love. Okay, so when you don't have love, you don't have joy in this energy, and it's just its reaction energy, it's like in those lower qualities of anger or whatever, that's misqualified energy. That means what you're doing is you're just, you know, you're contributing to that energy. You're actually giving your life energy to something that has not been created in love, and that expands that negative quality. And that can actually create karma for you. And that's negative karma. And that's not something you want to do. You want to create good karma by, you know, by paying attention to the life force that's within you that, you know, wants to expand the love. And when you can recognize this truth, then you can just stop and say, just, okay, just get quiet, like no matter where you are. Because I've had this happen to me so many times. And what I have learned to do and what G has guided me to do is just to stop whatever I'm doing and just like choose, you know, like do an about face, do, you know, retreat from that energy and just be still with it and just go, okay, just get real quiet and still with it and just, okay, I see this, I acknowledge it, I know what it is and I know it's not real and just sit there and do, you know, just be still with it. Just don't act on it. Just be real still with it and then say, you know, okay. After you acknowledge and then just, you know, kind of close your eyes, even if you're in a store somewhere, just, you know, take your shopping cart and pull over to the side of the aisle and just close your eyes for a moment, you know, put your, you know, your head down for a moment and just be still. And then either say aloud or silently, depending on where you are, just say, peace, be still. Peace, be still. And then really start plugging into your heart, you know, focus your attention on your heart and just ask your presence, peace, be still, and let your presence come in and help you. And don't like feel responsible to try to clear it yourself. Just allow the presence to do it. Just kind of surrender the whole thing over to the presence. Surrender the energy like, okay, you deal with this, beloved presence, because this just doesn't feel good to me, and I'm not really sure how to deal with it right now, so I'm just going to be still with it. And this is really important. It has happened to me many, many times. And it may not even be anyone who is just presently, you know, in my aura, like in conversation. It might just be the energy in the store. And I might just feel something, or I might just have, you know, a random thought come in and go, oh, that was, where'd that come from? And just, that's okay. It's whatever it is. Let it go. Peace, be still. And, you know, it's just this determination, this unwavering determination to do whatever it takes to keep yourself clear all the time. And it's, you know, it's a moment by moment play. It's like a play by play kind of, you know, okay, what's happening now? What's happening inside the Chula now? What's she going to do? What's she going to do when she goes over here today? I don't know. Oh, I see that potential. Okay. Well, you know, we do the best we can with what we have to work with. But if we have really good tools to work with, all we need to do is pull them out. So if we're determined to do that, we can pull them out and we can succeed all the time. And these are like those many victories, these many little miracles, I guess, that I went into last week on the, you know, devotion, the sincere heart. And I had a really wonderful, this very dear friend of mine in Washington. I love you, DC. You're wonderful. And I love you. I'm so grateful for you. And he's been listening into probably most of my shows. But he's always had some great feedback from me. And he had some really exceptional things to say last week. And it was, you know, in relation to how we kind of overlook these little miracles and these little manifestations, how we tend to bypass the acknowledgement of the grace in our lives. And, you know, this is another point. This is like, this is grace. When you see yourself, you know, when you have these experiences, but you're not reacting and you are more peaceful and you're letting it go more and more easily, this is another way to notice grace. Okay. Take note. This is another way to notice grace. When you can just, when you see something and you acknowledge and you let it go, this is how you know divine will is working. You're in alignment. You notice more grace. You're more in the flow and things are flowing easier and you can stay, you know, more, your harmony is more sustained. You're starting to step into your harmony now by navigating this energy and saying, okay, well, I know the truth and I know what I'm going to do here. So let me just do that and do the best I can with it. And it also means doing whatever it takes. You know, it's doing whatever it takes to be clear and transmute it and, you know, live your truth, you know, live your God truth. And this is, again, in devotion, additionally, this is also why it becomes simple to live in self-realization. Because you are consciously aware of the God flame in life streams. And when you love that flame, it is easy to be one with that life. And oneness with all life occurs naturally. Misqualification of energy then becomes a moot point when one has that caliber of devotion to attain that level of self-realization, which balances both the inner integrity and outer integrity. And this is also known as grace. When you're noticing this alignment, this is a balance of both the inner integrity and the outer integrity. When the inner integrity, the outer integrity will match, and you'll see, you know, this mirror will start, you know, reflecting. You'll start seeing joy and love and, you know, beauty around you. And this is what starts to mirror back at you. This is what starts to become reflected, because this is how your inner integrity has stepped up to a place where, you know, you're blazing your light, you're shining it, and that's all that's there, you know, and everything else. Eventually, all these other little, you know, pings and charges, they're going to go away. You know, they get less and less and less, just like the training of the mind. When you still the mind and you quiet the thoughts eventually be still and they're gone. Eventually, there's no more disturbing thoughts. And these are levels of awakening, but it does take diligence. It takes practice. You need to apply it. So, Anthony, are you? Do you resonate with any of this?
Yes, everything you said has covered a lot of things that I was going to talk about. But I wholeheartedly agree with everything. So there is really nothing for me to add. You're doing a wonderful job of explaining it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am still interested in the levels of the mind. I think that they'd be very, a very great interwoven piece at some point.
Yes.
Because I think that that's important. I think that there are some people who are still working with, you know, levels of the mind. Well, where am I here or where am I there? And I think it's helped to understand, you know, the states of being and consciousness, that there's also tools for those levels to help you come out and bring a higher level of awareness to what's going on there when you're participating with a certain thing. Because, you know, you don't really know if you're stuck, you know, unless, you know, you kind of, you want to know the truth and what's going on, and, you know, you seek and you seek and you seek. And if you really want to know, you know, why, you know, you're stuck somewhere, you know, the revelation's going to come forth. So I think that that's really important.
Yeah.
And, you know, this also, Maury is talking about patterns. And G too, sometimes, you know, they speak through me as one voice, you know, the patterns. Okay, behavioral patterns, thought patterns, they are all part of the story. And what matter. It's good to self-correct and change behaviors, yet the ascended masters encourage us to look at what needs correcting and then institute our own change by aligning with the divine will. And this is how we build strength in our true character, by acknowledging our God self and desiring to express only our God self. And this also goes for beliefs. It's the same thing. They are all part of the story too. You have experienced a miracle if you see this truth clearly, and also know it within your being. The practice then becomes about walking as a living miracle, blessing all life around you with the truth of divine will and the understanding of it. A good way to notice your patterns, if you want to look at this, this is a tool from Beloved El Moria. Thank you, Bapu. So he says, you know, start with the statement. If you really want to take a good look at what patterns you have, or if you really want to do some self-correction and really get to the nitty-gritty of something that's going on in your life that keeps happening, and you want to clear any blocks, this is a really excellent tool. So you just sit down, have your journal, you know, pen or pencil, and then start with the sentence, I have a tendency to say or feel or do this or this way or that way when this or that happens. So that really gets you to focus your attention on, you know, oh, I have a, let's see, well, what do? When do I get, I have a tendency to get angry. Do you get angry? Do you find yourself getting frustrated over something? Well, I have a tendency to get frustrated when such and such happens, or so-and-so says something to me. And so there you can actually, you know, let's go back to the file drawer experience. I really love that file drawer experience and the way Lindsay Spisano talks about it. And Anthony, I know you have something to contribute here, so I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But this there, he's letting me know that this is a way to actually open your file drawer without having it triggered and opened for you. So this is a way to look into it and go, wow, what files are there? What are my anger files? And let me see if I can, you know, work with it and clear it and do some work. You know, you can consciously do this work. It doesn't have to just be, you know, do your application, do your decrees, you know, do your ritual and then go out. And then, you know, whatever happens, you know, you're going to get triggered. It's going to happen that way too, probably, because this is the way we learn how to, you know, live in relationship and community, harmonious community with each other. But this is a way to go in first, you know, it's kind of like a preliminary, you know, it's like you've done, you know, it's kind of like you took a preliminary quiz for the class. It's like you did an extra book report or an extra essay for extra points. This is like extra credit. It's a way to invite acceleration into your life. It's a way to accelerate yourself consciously, is by looking at what behaviors maybe need correcting and to look at that and go, well, why do I feel that way? What, you know, and you can go deep with it. You can go as deep as you want. But this is just one way to do it. And this is, it's something else that he's shared, El Moria, on this. The pattern, okay, is only a result of the momentum built upon reacting to the appearance of what's real, by accepting the belief that what by accepting the belief that what is appearing is real. This stems from a core belief in separation, because if you knew the truth, God would never cause any of its own life to feel less than perfect love, then it is the momentum that many times wins over the acknowledgement of the truth, simply because the student has not yet formed the habit of anchoring that truth. Until the foot is set in place for the truth to be known consciously all the time, the student will continue to face this difficulty in their so-called patterning. But all one needs to do is understand it is all part of the story, and it can be dealt with easily if the student would just make the appropriate call to deal with the situation at hand, or the pattern, or the belief, or whatever it is that is showing up, to be revealed to the student, the truth of it, and ask their presence for the steps to clear it. So you could say, you know, beloved Maria, I am presence. I see this, you know, please help me with this thought pattern, or please help, you know, reveal the truth to me about these things, because I have a tendency to get frustrated when this happens. So beloved Maria, I am presence, please reveal to me why this happens. If there is a core belief operating here that I can clear right now, help me, you know, beloved Saint Germain, please come in. Help me to direct the violet flame to where it needs to go, or blaze the violet flame where it needs to go, or just call for help. You know, it's like these calls, you know, call your presence for assistance and to help you see the truth and get still with it. And, you know, it just really takes like a staunch willingness to look at what's there and say, okay, you know, I'm God and I've got maybe some stories in me and I just want to clear them so that I can be all that I can be, all that, you know, and live my potential. You know, any really, you know, sincere student who has that sincere heart anchored will do this. So do you want to respond to any of this, Anthony?
Yes, that's pretty much what I was going to talk about. And pretty much what I do in my own way. I'm a little bit more casual about it, but for me, it has become a habit pattern. If something does come up or something in me has a reaction, that's kind of what I do, and it's become a habit pattern, so I become mindful about what triggers me. So I do ask for help. I mean, I call it the Holy Spirit or the higher self or, you know, whatever I feel. But it's generally, I think, okay, what's really going on inside of me? What's the truth about the situation? So it's either something in me that I need to heal, something I need to change, or something I need to let go or to forgive. Or I need an understanding of what's really going on. So that's what I basically do. And so I've kind of simplified it. So without it becoming too complicated, you know, this is kind of what I do as I go along.
Yeah, okay. Do you have anything to add about, you know, the file drawer experience? Because I really found that so profound. And I think, you know, we have about 10 minutes left and I'd like to take, you know.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, the file drawer experience.
I really love it. And I had some really great feedback about that when I shared that on the show. It was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And it's such a strong, concept. And I feel it's so valid and so true for, you know, just about everyone who I've spoken with. It's like, wow, yeah, you know, where did that come from? That's such a revelation. And I think that they explain it so well in The Psychology of Vision. And yes. I feel like, wow, that would have been great if you were on that show with me that day. I said, wow, Anthony would have really nailed this. But so here's an opportunity to maybe kind of go into that a little bit and maybe your experience, if you have any tools that really kind of work with that file drawer experience. Like I've shared my own, you know, and because it really took me a while to clear that energy that came through when that file drawer was like open in my face and I went, whoa, you know, it took me 48 hours, 2 days to clear that energy. My chakras were in turmoil. It was like, oh, that is terrible. And I finally did clear it. But I mean, it took, you know, I had to go into all these levels of forgiveness and it just really, really core, you know, like, wow, where did that resentment come from? It was such a subtle thing. So there's these subtle things that sometimes that build up if we're not paying attention. And So I think it goes back to paying attention to what's real and then noticing like, oh, well, that didn't feel too good. But, you know, it may be so subtle that we ignore it and just go, oh, I can just let that go. You know, it's not a big deal. But actually what that does is that started building a resentment in me. And I wasn't even aware of it. So I'd love for you to share on some of that. I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say now because there's so much. The firework experience, yeah, well, it's like something builds within us or something that, you know, when we neglect things, it's like the little things they build and then it's like we turn molehills into a mountain and then it just takes that one experience then to trigger the whole thing and to open it all up. And it is an opportunity, you know, for deep healing very often. And what happens is there's a lot in the subconscious mind. And when the opportunity arises, our higher self sets things up for it to be released and to be healed. Because a lot of what's going on, it could be past life things. It could be unconscious patterns that we're in denial of, but we're just not aware of. And when the time is right, if we are doing the work and we're ready, then our opportunity will arise. The thing is to do in that situation is to do exactly what you said, is to realize that this is an opportunity to heal, to forgive, to let go and to see it as part of the story. One of the things that I did when something like that came up for me, although I'm in reaction and there's this part of my mind, the ego part, which is, you know, basically, you know, having this outburst, there is this other part of my mind which is constantly reassuring me and saying, it's okay, this is just a story, it doesn't mean anything. This reaction doesn't mean anything. It's just something for you to let go, to heal, to have change, to have it be transmuted. And once it's gone, you'll feel lighter. And then you receive an insight. The insight is like receiving a gift. There's always a gift at the end of these experiences. And it's generally, the deeper you go, it becomes more of a soul level gift. And more of your potential, which is then comes to the surface. And the ego resists this because it is trying to hold on to what we already know. Whereas there's the higher self who wants to express itself more and more. And that gift then can be shared and expressed in the form of whatever. It could be energy, it could be thoughts, it could be words, it could be a talent waiting to manifest itself. But it comes from deeper levels of the mind. And it kind of touches in what I was going to talk about, you know, the seven levels of mind. There are things in our subconscious and unconscious mind which go down to the cellular level. And if we don't release them silently, you know, they find ways of coming to the surface. And that file drawer is an excellent way because it's something which has recently been probably brought forth into the world because there are newer and newer ways of releasing and healing coming along all the time and they're becoming faster and more efficient. And that's one way of like the trigger that broke the camel's back sort of thing. And it can be such a little thing with such a massive reaction. But once it's cleared, you certainly feel the relief and the gratitude.
And we also recognize that the camel is perfect and nothing's really happened with the camel.
That's right. Nothing's really happened. You realize, well, yeah, once it's been released, nothing's really happened. All I've done is release a story, something that I've been holding on to, yeah, which is meaningless.
And on that note, we've got about, I think, 2 minutes left. And what I'd like to do is I was just prompted to go in pull an Ascended Master Oracle card for the group today. When you said there's always a gift at the end of these things, it was like, ooh, my present said, everyone would love to have a little gift of just a little Ascended Master insight and wisdom on you know, in the form of the Oracle cards, the Ascended Masters Oracle by Doreen Virtue. I really love that deck. And like I said, every now and then it's occasional that I get prompted to pull one, but I just did. And it's really wonderful. I think you're going to love it. So this is for everyone listening. It's for me. It's for you, Anthony. It's for, you know, everyone at BBS too. So, you know, I think that this is a fantastic card. So this is Moses. Okay, Moses came out and it's, you know, he's parting the waters, parting the waters. And the card is, take charge of this situation. You have the power to heal and alter the course of this situation. It's time for you to take charge and assume a leadership position. But first decide what you want. And be clear about the conditions that are acceptable or unacceptable to you. The universe responds when you're clear about your aims and intentions. The Ascended Masters will support your leadership role. And some additional meanings. Talk openly and honestly about your feelings. Make a decision instead of passively waiting. Give yourself permission to do what you feel is right. Don't wait. Take action now. Be your own authority figure. So there you have it. And we're going to wrap up. Thank you, Anthony, so much. I think we have maybe a minute left. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. And tune in next week where we're going to go into segment 3, which is uninterrupted harmony. And I'm not sure what is going to transpire for next week. So, but I do know that they have me working with these deeper levels of the three keys to victory. And I hope you're starting to see, you know, this thought form that's being generated here is like, you can actually start to see what maybe perfection looks like, what divine alignment, what divine will looks like, what victorious fulfillment and accomplishment looks like. And you can maybe start getting a real feeling of where you are in all of this and in your life and how you are, you know, accomplishing things and how victorious you're becoming and how much grace you have. So I hope that this is really benefiting everyone listening. As always, we welcome your comments and feedback. You can email me directly at enchantedsky144@gmail.com. And if you want to get the exact wording, you can go to the Freedom's Flame Radio page on bbsradio.com and get my email there. I welcome all your comments and feedback. I'm very, very open to hearing and listening. If you have suggestions or things, maybe questions you'd like to have answered on the show, I can do that too. Just send them in. And that would be great. I'd love to answer all questions and share whatever the masters share. And also, but the big main reason for me doing all this is to help you become aware of the presence, your own individualized presence, and how the masters and the great ascended host really come in to support your path and getting aligned with your presence and fulfilling your own divine plan. So that's the main objective here. And I hope that you're receiving benefit from that. So thank you, Anthony. Hopefully we'll look forward to you've got some new songs coming out. So we can look forward to that venue and maybe we can delve into those levels of the mind that you were talking about. I think that really deserves a longer segment. And I'd like to do that on one of our upcoming shows. So let's look forward to that.
Okay. Thank you, Eve.
Thank you.
And thank you to the listeners as well. It's been a wonderful show.
Hang in.
Very interesting.
And thanks, Anthony, for joining me today. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.
Blessings and oneness to everyone.